This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Several truckloads of produce that winds up on store shelves around the Southeast passes through the Fairview Produce Auction on the Christian-Todd County line each year. Christian County Horticulture Extension Agent Kelly Jackson says the auction, recognized as one of the largest produce auctions in the state, serves as a market for several growers.
We have a lot of growers in this area, both English growers, that would be like you and I, and then Amish or Mennonite-type growers. By far, the majority of our produce growers are Mennonite or Amish. So this is another outlet for them to bring their produce and flowers and vegetable transplants, everything basically, and sell it to buyers in one location.
Jackson says Fairview and Kentucky are in the ideal location to supply produce throughout the growing season.
Florida comes online first, and just as they're kind of ending the peak of their early season, we are coming on. And so that kind of helps bridge that gap. So as you can think about it, it's warmer south, you know, and then colder as we go north. And then it works the opposite direction, too. So when produce is running out up north, we're still in produce.
He adds people might be surprised at the amount of produce that passes across the auction block in Fairview.
They run about 400 semi-truck loads of produce through that auction every year. So it's obvious it's meeting a very strong need for the produce. And this year, even more so because I think there's a lot of fear out there, and people seem to be buying more.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in. Farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think a farmer.